the assassination attempt on Trump for a third time. Unbelievable that these things keep on happening. He was in a hotel for a ballroom event. And if you look at the video online, the shooter speeds past the security and you watch them all draw their weapons and they start trying to shoot him. He ends up getting tackled in the end. And the question is, how did he get in there? Baruch Hashem, the president was not assassinated. No one got hurt. One police officer was hit in the chest, but it was in his bulletproof vest. And thank God he's okay. It was an unbelievable event. And again, Baruch Hashem, everyone's okay. What happened here? How do I understand this? What can we take from it? The security detail blocked off, I think it was 3 or 4 blocks. They spent days combing the area, making sure not one person, not one angle, nothing could get through. How is there a break over here in this security detail? What happened? They don't know exactly yet. But it's something to the effect that the person was apparently staying in the hotel. Not only was he staying in the hotel, they think that he actually took and assembled his weapon inside the hotel. And he carefully planned out every single move so he could get that little break in their security detail to get close enough that in the ballroom, the shots were heard and everyone got down. Thank God, again, everyone's okay, the president's okay, Baruch Hashem. And I was thinking, what can we learn from this? We're in Sefer Yisrael now, and we have the Limud of Pirkei Avos. And the first Mishnah says, Asa Siyag L'Torah, that a person has to make Siyag, boundaries for the Torah. What does that mean exactly? I have to put something in the Aron Kodesh, block it up, boundaries for the Torah. Look at Rabbi Yoni. He explains that we have so many derises. And if you just try and not do the derises, it may be difficult, but it won't be so hard. And it's important. But what really shows a person cares? What really shows that this is important to you? To set up security detail, security detail, security detail. Just like you did 3-4 blocks. You set up 3-4 blocks around Yisurei Deraisa, making sure that you never create a breach in your relationship with Hashem. You protect and protect and protect and protect so you don't come close to any Yisurei Deraisa, because there's nothing more important than your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's our whole entire key in this world to success, is to value our relationship with the Baruch Hu. Now, when we look at that, that shows true ahava. You tell me don't do something. So if I don't do it, it's good. I don't break that thing. But if you come home and I had set up 4 boundaries around that thing, I set up chairs and tape and this, what's going on? I said, well, you didn't want that vase to break. Or that vase, I'm gonna say vase. Vase, vase, whatever you call it, coffee. So you don't want that coffee to spill, that vase to break. So then I set up a whole entire thing. So you may think I'm a little sugar, but what does it show? It shows that your will is important to me. That our connection is valid. That what you care about, I truly care. That's what Asa Siyag L'Torah means. It means protect yourself. Make boundaries. Make sure you don't get caught up with bad things. We see from this instance of the attempted assassination how careful we have to be. This guy must have been smart, conniving, and very well planned. We have against us the most smart, conniving, well planned being in history. The Yetzirah, the Nachash HaKadmoni, he is coming to get us. As the Maseilas Yesharim says, we are in a battlefield and we have to put our dukes up. You have to make sure you are in battle stance. It means every day you wake up and you start with Moed Ani Lefanecha Melechai V'Kayam Shechazarta B'Nishmas. You return to me, my soul explains. So I can get up and serve you. You have to have a mindset that I am here to serve the Borei Olam. That every action I do, whether it's seemingly mundane or spiritual, is building connection with me and the Borei Olam. With me and the Ruach Hashanah. With me and the Melech Malchei HaMelachim Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to have that in mind at all times. You have to look in your life and see what is taking me away from that. Not directly, not the Averis. The Averis is not where we get caught up. Those are easy to avoid relatively. When do we do an Aveira? When our boundaries break down. You'll say, okay, well, I was careful about this. I put on this level filter. Or I'll go to that place, but I'll go around that store. Know how many boundaries in life you have to put up in order to really keep yourself safe. Because that Yetzer, he's smart. He's going to get inside your hotel room. He's going to assemble the weapon there, and he's going to attack. We have to be so careful in our lives with the dangerous things which can so easily creep in. Let's make this our life's mission. How can we protect ourselves from this Yetzer Hara? How can we keep ourselves plugged in, connected, and electrified spirituality? That takes thought, time, and effort. And everyone in their own lives, some people, has to do with phone addiction, computer addiction. Some people has to do with the places they're going. Some people I know that avoid certain work circumstances, which could make them parnasa, which was more important than parnasa. So they won't fall into certain things. And these are delicate shilas, and everyone has to think about them, but that's the key. We must think about them. Let's not let the Yetzer Hara get inside our hotel, our ballroom. Let's not let him assemble the weapon. Let's realize we're on the battlefield and set up a serious security detail. And let's succeed. Let's win, and let's connect.